Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
What up, everybody? I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You're Scary.
I saw you retreat the wave.
I thought he was going to introduce me next, and I was like,
We do the intro first, and then we introduce our guests. Today we have a very funny creator, comedian, mother, producer. She does it all, ladies and gentlemen. You guys know her from Zoom with the Homies, the headboard gang leader, Mr. Carr Williams in the building.
What's up, guys?
Headboard gang.
So excited to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming. Yep. You know what I'm saying? We all here.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to everybody in Scary Squad. You guys are watching this live. I see all the headboards in the comments. If you
That's
guys
so
want to be in on this headboard gang and this live entertainment, you got to join up for our Patreon. Sign up for that right now. You guys get to see what's really popping behind the scenes. People come in, everything. We set a mood. It's a whole vibe here. So
it is. It smells good.
Get on in on this. You know
it's
what I'm saying?
It's blood orange and teak wood.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it would smell good, but
hey, yeah, man. Listen, they know I do that one and the gray flannel from Target, and then it's another one. I get this from Ralph's and Kroger. It's another one's like vetiver and something
teach
else.
Me with
hey, I be on the candles.
Yeah, let's get that scented candle brand deal. Yeah. I want a different scented candle every single episode.
Hey, low key though, it's a chick name where her company's name is Rhythm and Flame on Instagram.
She hit me up.
Yeah, she has a candle and it has like the QR code on it. And so when you scan that, it brings up a playlist. So she makes a playlist for each scent.
That's dope.
And like it's super dope. She sent me like 4 or 5 candles and they are
the rhythm,
fire.
The rhythm part makes more sense.
Rhythm and flames. Yeah, man. Super
I thought it was because like fires be dancing, you know?
Fires will be dancing though. They be doing a jig.
This is killing it right now.
Oh man, it's killing.
The smell is right.
Definitely working.
So you guys know how we do, but Takara may not know. So every time we open a show, we do the jingle with a different song.
Oh,
it's
God.
Never the same song.
Okay.
And right now, we always have our Patreon Scary Squad to pick what genre. And right now, the one that's trending the most is opera.
That's funny.
Wow.
So I guess you can either join in on whoever's singing or you can join in on whoever's making the beat. But it looks like opera is making the debut right now.
Okay, but how does the song go?
Oh, it's freestyle.
Yeah, we freestyle it every time. There's no.
You look like you got a voice. Okay. You can sing.
Yes.
Okay. Can you sing opera?
No.
Can you ad lib, and give little runs and vocal?
I could try.
Vocal trimmings.
We could try.
Just jump in where you where no, you
get
see
in
fit.
Where you fit okay. in.
But I want to say I heard Tahir singing the other day and
opera.
Yeah, no, not opera. He was just singing, but I was pleasantly surprised.
I can hold a note. That's it. I'll be like,
that's exactly what you
just steady. I don't do a whole lot. I'm not lifting it up. I'm not bringing it down low. I'm just holding the note.
I was cheering for you.
Hey, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Tahir got kind of like an opera build, you know, Viking on top of a ship.
Hoity, 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 hoity.
I didn't come
McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Hoity, 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 Wendy's. Well, it sounds like you're going to be singing.
I don't think that's opera, though, but I hear you.
That's opera?
No, okay.
You're a dick. How about that?
Next.
He's
Domino.
Papa John's.
I would never do Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Oh.
I'm enjoying this
ravioli,
more than anything.
Ravioli, ravioli, lasagna.
Pepperoni, ravioli. All right, well, I don't even know if we need a beat with this, so we just do acapella opera?
Acapella opera. Okay, so how about we each do a little line and then we pass it on?
Okay.
So the like
main
two
thing
bars
is that
each.
We always, depending on what time you come on, we always rhyme scary, hairy, merry, fairy.
I just added dairy to the mix.
Dairy, yeah, because internet is scary. So at some point we get to that, but a lot of times it takes a minute. So just give me the heads up. And we are going to be starting
this up. I'm gonna mess this up.
Oh, we all are. Okay. We do it every time. It's never we fuck great. It up every time. Right. That's what's guaranteed.
As long as we know.
All right, opera. Pat, you want to kick it off?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I was on a boat that's wary, finding out internet scary.
I didn't shave my legs today, and because of that, they're still hairy.
Okay, you went really in on the rhyming.
I'd opened up my laptop and I saw something scary, and I thought that I would say, Patrick, what is this? What's happening? I turned to my wife I married. I said, the internet's scary. We do not know what we're doing.
We do not know.
Anyway, we are platooning.
That's not a word.
Yeah. I don't know what we are doing. All I know that they are suing. When they hear the melody, I ripped off. I ripped it off. I ripped it off.
I think that's enough.
Yeah, I got nothing. I can't even go that high. I don't know. You really thought about this.
Platooning is not a word, but I couldn't ride pretending, so y'all just gonna take platooning.
He was practicing. Why wasn't? He wasn't even practicing.
He was ready.
Those are his friends that said opera. He was like, everybody say opera.
Imagine.
And he was practicing this because he knew it was gonna be opera. He was too good at this. There's no way he
was ready. Here's the thing, though. Pat is low-key.
He closed his eyes. You see him close his eyes, and he did this.
But I ripped the melody off.
Yeah. That doesn't matter. I was looking for a way to try to bring in the chick from The Fifth Element. Mm-hmm. When she was like,
I don't think that's what she do, but I hear you.
I mean, it was something like that. It was something to that effect.
I still think he practiced. Y'all are real good.
It's hilarious. Hey, can y'all say R&B tomorrow? I got these bars.
And then he's going to do it from his phone. Yeah.
And then on the show. Oh, it looks like R&B won today.
Oh, never knew.
You see how he threw it out there, right?
Yes.
You see how he just threw R&B out there?
Yeah,
okay.
He did that.
Okay.
Shout out to Hippie Go. She said it was hip hopera.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, what do we got? What do we got to talk? Well, first of all, Lakers. The Lakers won.
Shout out to the NBA LeBrizzy. Mm-hmm. Shout out to LeBron for this is his third team he's taken to the championship. Yeah, crazy. Bro.
What is he, like 35?
I think he's 36.
I don't know his age, but all I know is that there are always comparisons to him and Kobe and him and Jordan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I will say that Jordan does have six championships. However, it was six championships with a lot of the same key players. LeBron has done this on three different teams.
Different
players. Some crossover. I mean, obviously, JR and a couple of others. But he's done this with three different teams, three different coaches, three different sets of egos and personalities that you have to kind of mend and into shape and all rally behind the same goal. And that is something that should not be taken lightly. Right. So just throwing that out there.
So is the debate over? LeBron over MJ?
I don't think we have to compare the two because it's two different lanes. I just think that he should be recognized for his greatness and his contribution to the game.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I want a little more flack.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't really watch
You don't watch sports ball?
Same. But I will say that my neighbors made sure that I did.
Oh, yeah, they was loud?
Because they were hella loud.
Are they blowing stuff up?
Just yelling. Come on, why would you even do that? I'm like, who are they talking to?
Mm-hmm. LeBron.
And then when they won, I felt like they broke their own windows.
Yeah.
I felt like they shattered their own living room windows. They were so excited.
I was excited for Dwight Howard because Dwight Howard's been playing basketball for a long time.
This is his first championship.
This is his first championship. And you could tell that it was very, very special to him. Mm-hmm. Hopefully now he does something with his hair. I'm wanting to talk. Pat, you wanted to agree. But I will say that I'm very happy for the people who are experiencing this for the first time, man. Very well deserved, yeah. And they did a hell of a job.
Yeah. I mean, I missed the game, but definitely heard all of the explosions throughout Los Angeles. Staples Center,
it was
they showed
insane.
They showed an aerial view, and it was not a lot of social distancing. Yeah,
No. Nobody's worried about that.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah, nobody with bombs is worried about masks. You don't have a bomb and a mask on. And you're already blowing the entire city up.
Oh man. That is ridiculous.
I'm glad that LA won the championship, though,
mm-hmm.
because apparently California as a whole is going to hell.
Oh, why? Wow. Why do you say that?
Right. You didn't see these?
No.
Oh man,
what you got for us, baby boy?
Donald Trump.
Oh yeah, his tweets.
These are not edited tweets. I thought this was made by a meme creator. He put California is going to hell on Twitter. Vote Trump.
Uh huh.
New York has gone to hell.
I'm from there.
Vote Trump.
Mm.
Illinois has no place to go. Sad, isn't it? Vote Trump.
It bothers me.
How is this real?
That our president of the United States of America speaks this way on social media.
On Twitter.
I can't think of any president, past or present, who would ever even... He curses on there.
You have to. Right? It gets to a point where I have to wonder if 50 Cent is running President Trump's Twitter account.
I think if you take off Trump's mask.
Yeah, I feel like it's either 50 or it's either 6ix9ine.
Yeah,
I
was just about to say it's 6ix9ine. He definitely trolled.
6ix9ine has been very quiet.
He's been humble. He had a humbling experience with that first week sales.
Yeah,
the sales did nothing on that last album.
Mm-hmm. You know, he was just in a hospital, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had an overdose on pills and cough syrup. He overdosed and he was in the hospital, yep.
Recently?
Yeah, maybe like last week.
He's taking this rough. Jeez. And it was crazy because he came out and it was just every day, constant.
Yeah, he had an overdose.
Tekashi 6ix9ine's girlfriend breaks silence on rapper's overdose.
Mm-hmm, he's in the hospital.
Wow. Tekashi 6ix9ine, longtime girlfriend Jay, just shared a montage of heartwarming photos of her and the Trolls rapper during their relationship, and his fans are taking that as a very good sign. The Rainbow rapper has been MIA after literally vanishing from social media, and after reports of an overdose, many feared the worst.
They call him the Rainbow rapper?
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, amongst other things. Like,
oh, it's diet pills.
Yeah, diet pills, that's what I meant to say.
Diet pills? Why was he taking diet pills?
Diet pills and what else?
And caffeine.
And caffeine, yeah.
I did hear about this. This was like end of September.
Yeah.
It said he mixed two hydroxycut diet pills with McDonald's coffee.
Why?
I don't know.
Hydroxycut just make you poop.
They cut out the main ingredient that actually supposedly worked. That's what I heard. Like a couple years ago, they cut out one of the main ingredients that was the main thing you losing weight, and now it's just like a... Yeah, kind of a laxative type thing.
Yeah, I don't think he was overdosed. I think he was just shitting a lot.
I mean,
yeah,
you might have been dehydrated.
Like a suicide attempt.
Yeah, you could pass out from dehydration, you know. So
interesting. I did not know that. I had no idea of that. So
the rainbow
diet rapper. Pills and caffeine.
Don't do that, guys.
Rapper. Yeah, absolutely not.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Rainbow rapper.
Bad mix. But
Trump is our president.
Trump
still.
Is wildin'.
And apparently LA is going to hell.
No, we're already in hell. Sorry.
No, New York is already
New York's fully in hell.
And Illinois, you have nowhere to go. So come join us. Just join us. Come to hell.
That is very disheartening. It's weird that he is. I've never had a president like have control of their. Here's a double-edged sword of it, right? It's dope that anybody, literally anybody, can tweet whatever the fuck they want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That one side of it, like the freedom of liberty to write and say and do what you want, that is super dope. Mm-hmm. However, as the president, you should have a little more decorum.
Or no Twitter account.
Come on now, they know they're not gonna take his Twitter. The crazy thing to me is that there's a 70 plus year old tweeting every day wild ass shit.
Every day.
Like you put the whole thing in context. He's not just a president. He's not just a father. He is 70 plus tweeting like he's a tween. And that's that's the craziest part to me.
That's wild.
He's a grown-ass man.
And he's low-key past the age of Twitter, too. Like, right. I feel like no seven-year-olds be, like, tweeting anyways. So it's I don't even see how they're – maybe that's why he never gets checked on it, because nobody else in the White House has Twitter.
They're they all find old out when people. We find out.
Yeah. They're like, he said what? What is this Twitter thing?
I was just doing his hair. Right. When did this happen?
The fact that he pointed out New York and L.A., but completely left out Vegas. Like, they literally call it the city of sin.
Oh, yeah.
It's the devil's playground.
No, I think he was talking about because of voting. Right.
But I'm still like Vegas? Like, I don't know. Maybe Nevada is a red state and they've always voted Republican. But it just seems like.
It's a pretty
like,
corrupt city. I'm sure he likes it.
I'm sure I'll take that.
I'm sure he gets down with that city.
Yeah, it's just crazy, bro. Like, it's.
It's literally we're living a reality show. And I feel like.
It is. I just want the person who does Wendy's account. To say something to John, because whoever represents Wendy's Twitter is a monster.
But you know the CEO of Wendy's probably fuck with Trump too. It seems like
but
at the top of all of these corporations are
any billionaire corporation is messing with Trump probably.
It's literally every time I see stuff like that, I'm like, what are we even experiencing right now?
Side chicks in Vegas.
Trump.
That's what it says there.
Trump, I feel like no women want to even be near him. It's just like his wife just seems grossed out.
I feel like she lost a bet. I feel like Melania lost a bet. Like she was in the bar and it was like, if you don't finish this third shot, you got to go grab that guy's dick. And she's like, I can't do it. And she grabbed it and she's like, fuck, I got to keep my word. So she grabbed his dick and that was the beginning of it.
That was Trump's.
He's like, I'll take you shopping tomorrow. This is the old Trump. This is pre-President Trump when. She grabbed the dick, and then she just got stuck.
I feel like she was a male bride, like a mail order bride.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And
by
after
that.
5 years, he was supposed to give her papers. And like, he got her papers in his back pocket every day.
She like, look like she's sticking around, like you said.
She'll want to be there.
If she leaves right after
the
presidency, we'll know for sure.
That would be so
The fact that they behave like this as a couple publicly, the fact that they walk down the stairs of the plane. And he goes to grab her hand, and she smacks his hand off, like, don't touch me.
It's like they don't even have the choreography down. You would think like, it would be like, all right, we don't really mess with each other.
Right.
But at least during these cameras. But she's like, I don't care.
Hold my sweaty, nasty little hand.
I don't care, even for the little publicity. No.
He'll lean in to kiss her, and she'll go.
I'm good, fam. I'm good, even for your little CNN. Right. I don't even want to
All of
pretend.
Their pictures together just don't look happy.
I've seen her roll her eyes at him.
Ugh.
Sorry for her.
I feel so bad for her. There's no way.
I think she's ready to go back. Send me back home. I don't even want to be here no more.
She was like a model. She was a model. She was new. I feel like it was like a big, powerful, rich American guy. I get it, but it's like, damn, I'm still president.
He ruined your country. Send me back to mine.
She saw firsthand him do all of this shit from reality star to WWF to president. And he's
he sure
just like,
did do WWF.
Wow.
Yeah,
he
did.
He was a wrestler.
And he was also in a lot of rap videos. He was in a lot of rap videos. There was a lot of reference to Trump. If you look at Die Hard with a Vengeance, one of the chicks was like, in the police station, she was like, and I'm going to marry Trump. And, like, it was a lot of reference to Trump. People, like, really fuck with him before the presidency.
He was in Home Alone.
He was.
Remember
Home
that?
Yeah. He was in Home Alone, man. He was all over. But here's the thing, though. Regardless of what they got going on, if you and your family get along, and with the holidays coming up and everything still being kind of shut down, you can't get to see them. One cool thing that you can do is give them a truly meaningful gift and try paint your life, okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of people won't be able to make it to their families. However, a lot of people have pictures with their families. You guys can get a picture painted of your favorite picture that you ever had taken and get this painted. It takes about 3 weeks, but you get a hand-painted portrait of you and your loved ones that you can hang in your house, you can put in your office, whatever it may be. I'm going to make sure that my picture gets put up on the screen so you guys can see this picture that I had done. Farron and I, and Pat, you can take it away, but I want to just show Takara this real quick. So this is the picture.
Yeah, so big shout out to Paint Your Life because they gifted us our own just so that we can – experience it, and I can't believe it. Like I even, you know, went back since to buy some, and I got a whole portrait of my family, my grandma, and it's amazing. Like I really felt like I paid, you know, $5,000 plus for this. It's truly like a piece of fine art. And the prices on the website are very, 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 very affordable. It's really dope. All you have to do is give them a photo. It can be created from any photo, photo, and they will get a professional to get you a hand painted portrait. I felt like I was on the Titanic or something. Like one of those like old colonial paintings with the chest pocket.
Yes, I love mine.
I like that.
And one of the dopest things about this is that you don't have to all be in the same photo. Like a lot of people have family members who may have passed away, or they took a lot of pictures by themselves or something like that. You can send multiple photos in. They can grab the photo or the people from the photo that you want and put them all in the same picture.
Right.
Like, so it doesn't have to be like, oh, I only have one photo of grandpa smiling by himself. So we can't make it. No, you can send that picture and then send the pictures that you have of yourself and your grandmother or whoever your family, send them all. And you, in 3 weeks, you can have a hand painted portrait of you and your family, and that is just simply amazing. So
I want to try that.
You definitely should try it.
You should.
So at paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded and it's guaranteed. Ooh. And right now is a limited time offer. Get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off, and it's free shipping. We love that free shipping. That's how they really get you, with the free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word internet to 64000. That's right. Text internet, INTERNET, to 64000. Again, one more time. Text internet to 64000. Paint Your Life will celebrate the moments that matter most. You hear me?
Paint Your Life. Text internet to 64000. I just feel like I had to say something. I was just trying to get in here.
Get that text in, Takara, so that you can get the painting.
64000 internet.
Boom. That is, man.
Internet.
Yeah.
I have quite the story.
Oh, let's go.
If it's really one of those, like, what is happening in life? Shout out to porcupines. Two officers were fired and charged with animal cruelty after beating porcupines to death.
Why would they do that?
What kind of cartoon shit is this? Let me tell you what happened.
Break it down for us, Pat.
All right. So charges have been brought against two former Maine police officers. You'd think this would be in Florida. Who allegedly attacked and killed several porcupines with their batons.
Oh, no.
The attacks happened. They were first mentioned when another cop reported the two officers to department superiors in August, sparking an investigation. It was later revealed that an estimate of 11 porcupines had been killed between Addison Cox and Michael Rollerson, according to Gazette. Among several Rockland police officers interviewed last month by the warden, investigator Kevin Anderson, one stated that he witnessed Rollerson hop out of a vehicle to beat a porcupine.
Jeez.
Others revealed that a video shared with the Snapchat group of officers showed him beating something on the ground, yelling, "I got him." And then it followed by a picture of a dead porcupine. They both admitted to murdering multiple porcupines, and then they spoke with Anderson while also expressing regret over the decision. One of the officers also revealed that he would occasionally pepper spray porcupines. One more time, just in case you're like, did I hear that? One of the officers also revealed that he would occasionally pepper spray porcupines. And obviously there were people on the animal side that were like, these porcupines were in their natural habitat and causing no harm. We don't understand. Officer Rollerson not only chased the animal in the woods to kill it, but returned with a smile on his face and appeared as though he enjoyed it.
How angry you gotta be.
You hopped out the car.
To be driving your car, hopping out on a... That's some gangster weird... Oh, they go that nigga right there. And you hop out the car, and it's a porcupine.
Pepper spray? He's resisting.
So he don't even know what to say.
I do. I just... You know what? I hate that it sometimes feels like it always comes back to race.
To me, yeah.
But they were browner porcupines.
Yeah, they were brown ones. We can't get.
It wasn't even that. It's more so the fact that these officers got arrested and fired, brought up on charges for killing porcupines, and not taking anything away from any type of life, but we have people getting killed by the cops regularly who won't be brought up on charges.
Right.
Not again, not taking anything away from any type of animal
porcupines
life.
Porcupines got justice.
But it's like, bro, we can't even get justice for black people, and these cops are getting fired for killing porcupines. And it just, something about that just don't sit right with me, bro.
That's wild. That's just
That's the first thing I thought of. I thought about how outlandish and how ridiculous this story was. And I thought about how ridiculous it is that they're being brought up on these charges, but so many cops are still roaming the streets freely after killing unarmed people.
Yep.
Black people, white people, Mexican people, all across the board, these cops aren't being brought up on charges, but they are being brought up on charges for killing porcupines.
Man.
Well, and it's exhausting. I'm sorry. I didn't want to bring that up because I know I know that takes away from everything. And it's true.
It
exhausts so much energy to think about that and get upset about it, then frustrated about it, then sad about it. But we can't stop talking about it because it's still relevant.
Right, I agree.
So.
Beat 11 porcupines to death for no reason.
Ass clowns.
And pepper sprayed some.
To be fair, the porcupine, they found hella knives on him.
Shut the fuck up, Pat.
Look at his face. Just laugh.
On him?
No, on him. I get it.
You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
I was waiting for this laugh to come at any moment.
All right. Yeah. So that happened. That randomly happened. And
that's insane to me. And that's, this is in Maine? Ridiculous. You said in Maine?
In Maine.
Maine.
Randomly.
Yeah. And they snitched on each other. They could tell on each other for killing porcupines. But they can't tell on each other.
Yeah, right? They're like, yeah, this injustice that I just saw.
Yeah, I saw some injustice. What happened? He hit a porcupine with his baton, and he did it until it died.
That's...
What happened with this human being? I didn't see that. My camera was off. Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Sick of it, man.
Sick.
I'm sick of it. Anyway, let's change the subject, Pat.
Well,
what else
I mean,
got?
No, while you're upset, you know, I don't want to go into another good, good article and then bring you back down. It is quote unquote Columbus Day today.
Oh shit, is that today?
You should be saying indigenous people, but some horrifying calendars still refer to it as Columbus Day. So,
I stole this day.
If you still call today Columbus Day, if you're watching on Patreon, it's Monday. By the time this comes out, it will be Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But if you still decide to call it Columbus Day, I just want to highlight some facts that I found out today that aren't really known like that. Christopher Columbus's army used to use indigenous people as dog food. Did you guys know that?
Nope. Did not. Not surprised at all, though.
They were known to feed live babies to dogs in front of their horrified parents. Columbus.
The babies?
Jesus.
Babies.
Wait. They were feeding babies.
They fed babies to dogs. That's your Columbus.
You know what's crazy, though? I haven't, like, I want you to finish those facts, but I didn't even see any promotions. I didn't see any sales for Columbus Day. Like, anything. That's great. That's great that it's having that effect. It's still wild as hell. Like you said, some calendars still have it. But I get it. Like, the calendars might have been pre-printed and all that type of stuff. But, yeah.
Pre-printed before when, though? I feel like we been knew he was trash.
Right.
Well, I mean, but it wasn't. I feel like it wasn't until the last couple years. Like, last year really sparked. I've been saying that for a while. I stopped celebrating Columbus Day a while ago, and I just feel like I'm going to go up there and grab it. I feel like people just got on the bandwagon, like, within the last 2-3 years.
Right.
Because every time I was like, I'm not celebrating Columbus Day, I'm not celebrating 4th of July, all of these pagan-ass holidays that had nothing to do with our freedom and are the real reason why they're being celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, you're just being a downer. Oh, now you want to be woke. Now you want to be pro-black. And now everybody's on the same train.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the person be like, oh, I thought you said. I'm glad y'all finally here.
Yep. Right.
I'm glad y'all here. I'm glad we all on the same accord now. And we realize how fucked up a lot of these holidays are.
I realized it was fucked up when the kids had to go to school. I was like, God damn, they serious with this shit, huh? Shit. Because remember on Columbus Day, there was no school. Remember back right. when we was growing up on Columbus Day, that Monday, there was no school. But they got school now.
I mean, you could throw, now that I'm glad we all changed our minds about it, but it's like, you could still give the indigenous people some stuff. Give them a day off. Give a little car sale because it's Indigenous Day. You know, like we don't got to stop everything. It's just shift the celebration.
Change the word. Change the word.
Stop celebrating him. Celebrate them. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't really even think of this, but his voyage initially initiated the transatlantic slave trade when he captured 1,600 Taino people and shipped them to Spain for gold. And most died on the journey. He also sold indigenous girls into sex slavery for his own personal profit. He journaled, quote, "There are plenty of dealers who go about looking for girls. Those from 9 to 10 are now in demand." So if you think about it, the movie Pocahontas is also pretty dark.
Because
Pocahontas was like a little child.
She was a teenager.
And
if that, what's your...
I think she was younger. I want to say she was like 10, 11, preteen. Also, Columbus Army required any Taino person 14 or older to bring them a thimble of gold dust every 3 months. If not, the army would chop off their hands and tie the victim's hands around their neck like a chain. Most victims bled to death. An estimated 10,000 Taino people died this way. Jeez. So you only hear about, like, you know, the general things. But when you get into the specifics... It's pretty horrifying. I don't necessarily, I don't even necessarily want to read these other ones. But just so that you know, he obviously did not discover America.
Nope.
It was already home to an estimated 100 million indigenous people.
Wow.
And the indigenous people of what many of us call Turtle Island have been living here since the beginning of time. So I would just stop calling it Columbus Day altogether.
Yeah.
It's trash.
Please do.
I haven't heard anybody call it
that. Actually, let me check Apple and see what they got on their calendar, because I saw the flag on there and I was like, what holiday is it? I've completely blocked it out of my head, but let's see what Apple refers to.
Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah. It's Columbus Day and Indigenous Day.
Side by side.
Side by side. Well, no, it's right under each other, but I don't know which one is for Apple. So
I can tell you because I don't have all that extra stuff on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they both say U.S. holidays though. What's it say?
Columbus Day, Indigenous people.
Come on, Apple, get with the times. It's crazy. I just found an old picture, of myself in second grade, and we literally did like a little Thanksgiving play. They separated half of us into Indians and half of Native Americans and half of us into pilgrims, and it's crazy. It was like a grown woman as the teacher. Having us play out this thing that I feel like the parents all knew that didn't happen.
Some parents just weren't educated. My parents didn't know.
What about the teachers?
I'm sure the teachers.
I meant adults, really. Like, it seems like we all as a whole started saying, like, fuck Columbus in the last few years. But I feel like teachers back then had to know that they were just spoon feeding us some bull. Because I remember when I found out, I was like, that was a whole school subject.
Yep.
That's wild.
Well, I mean, they're teaching from a book for a curriculum, and they probably were brought up under the guise that Columbus is who these books made him out to be.
Right.
Like, a lot of that information, unless you studied it, like, solely on your own, like, you didn't find out that truth, because these books are designed to mask America's dirty truth. Mm-hmm. Like, they're trying to change it every year. That's why that mother, I think it was last year or the year before last, was so outraged with McGraw-Hill, because McGraw-Hill had changed slavery to indentured servitude and said slaves were paid little to nothing or almost nothing or to little salaries. It's like, no, they weren't paid anything. And an indentured servant isn't a slave. That's two different things. Right. They weren't indentured slave
Everybody's come on. Minimize.
What is it? Indentured?
I'm trying to help him, but I don't know.
It was slavery, goddammit.
Some mom took a photo in her kid's textbook when they were learning about ancient Egypt. And it was straight up, like, they showed a picture of a pharaoh. And I kid you not, it was a green-eyed white dude. It was like Brad Pitt with the little thing like this.
Yeah.
And they were just like, our pharaohs. And they were like, look at this. But it's just crazy. Like, they really put me in a Native American outfit with a feather and had us like dancing with the pilgrims. Like, that's wild.
Thanksgiving.
Right?
It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
We ain't falling for the okie doke no more, man.
Sanity.
You know what I'm saying? Insane. We're not going for it no more, man. And I'm glad that a lot of companies are erring on the right side of this because it's ridiculous, man. It's time for these big companies to really err on the right side of history, bro. Like, what side do you want to be remembered for? That's why I'm always, like, supporting Nike. And don't get me wrong. I know Nike has probably done some fucked up shit to, like, you know, some of their employees and some deals and shit like that. The whole where they get the shoes made. Like, you know, I know some of the shit is fucked up. Like, you can't go to any company and dig far enough and not find any dirt on them. But I feel like within the last 10 years or so, they've been trying to be on the right side of history, you know, like, and I feel like more companies need to do that. More companies need to appreciate us as supporters, as clients, as their lifeline, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, just do what's right. It seems so crazy that it's so hard for people not to be fucked up.
Racist. Yeah. They wake up trying.
We're some of their biggest consumers, these companies.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and it makes sense to do what's right for the people who spend the most.
And not only that, not only are we their biggest consumers, like, we're their biggest superstars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ain't nobody rushing out to get no goddamn Larry Birds like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jordans, the LeBrons, Jordan. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody rushing to do all of that. But the biggest superstars are black athletes.
Yep.
It makes no sense.
It's just like, yo, do right by your customers. Do right by the people that are supporting you, that have rolled with you through thick and thin, that have been your biggest paydays. Do right by your customers. It just give us something. That.
Yeah.
That's why it's crazy that, like, even NBA, like, team owners are racist. I thought them would be, of all people, like,
no,
just
be
like slave owners.
I like black people.
They're slave owners.
Anytime I hear owners, I just think, like, It's just a bad taste. And I feel like it's not hard to do what you know is right. And I know that, you know, you grew up one way and all of that. But once you, like, get the knowledge and you learn that, like, so many people have done customers and people of color wrong and just not had great business practices. Once you learn that, like, I feel like you have the responsibility to do better. Once you know better, you should do better. That's why I am so excited about Mint Mobile, because they are breaking you up with your old wireless provider and making things a lot easier. They were the very first company to sell premium wireless service online only. And now Mint Mobile is introducing their unlimited data plan for just $30 a month. Now, let that sink in. I don't know what y'all are paying here
too
with me.
Much.
I don't know what you guys are paying at home.
Too much.
But I'll let you know. I'm paying like $300. And that's like with some phone stuff, but that's also, actually it's more than $300. That's what, like, paying off one or two phones. But, like, even my unlimited service by itself, I think, is like $100 a phone.
Oh, no.
So we're talking about $30 a month for unlimited data plan.
Oh, no.
And it doesn't get any better than that. So how much is your soon-to-be ex wireless provider charging you? Let's talk about it, Pat.
I'm at almost $300.
I'm $140, and I'm done. I'm so done with paying phone bills. It's ridiculous. So, like, the switch over to Mint Mobile is a no-brainer. Like, starting at $30 a month, it almost seems like unfair. Like, am I, like, just jumping onto somebody else's plan? Like, it almost seems like suspect, but
somebody gonna pay the bill. They gonna cut his phone off. It is.
But no, you can use your own phone, any Mint Mobile plan, keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. It's an easy switch. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. So you can break up with all these big wireless companies and switch over to Mint Mobile's premium unlimited data plan for $30 a month. Okay.
So listen, guys, to get this new unlimited wireless plan for just $30 a month and to get the plan shipped to your door. That's another thing. Like, with everything going on, like, I'm always hesitant to go outside. I'm always hesitant to go outside and stand in line. And even if, you know, you go to places where there, like, it's limited amount of people, you still have to stand in line outside to get in those places. So if you want to have this shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/DIYS. Again, that's Mint, M-I-N-T, mobile, MOBILE.com/DIYS. Cut your unlimited wireless bill to $30 a month.
$30.
$30 a month at mintmobile.com/DIYS.
$30.
It's pretty wild.
Mint Mobile.
$30. I don't know why SAG-AFTRA was calling me right now. Unless they got a check for your boy. Don't at me unless you're nasty. And by nasty, I mean got a check for me.
This is kind of cool, though. Speaking of businesses doing the right thing and being on the right side of things, Yelp sent out a tweet that says, now when a business gains attention for reports of racist conduct, Yelp will place a new business accused of racist behavior alert on their Yelp page.
Ooh, I like that.
To inform users along. Oh, this place is good and racist.
I
want to
go there. I'm racist.
Yeah, why not? But it informs users along with a link to a news article where they can learn more. So I think that's really, really dope.
That is so good.
It's going to be abused for sure.
That is so good.
But,
it's definitely going to, they're going to have to definitely do like some investigations or be able to provide proof. But I think this is a step in the right direction. Of course, it's going to be a little backlash, and of course, it's going to be some trial and error. I think that the label should only come after the person that accused the company of racist acts can provide adequate proof.
Like, yeah.
I'm talking about photos, video, maybe, you know, definitely video
but
of what happened.
Can you always prove that? You know what I mean? Because I feel like in corporations, racism can be so subtle and slight. Like, you can't really even, I don't know how you would prove that a convenience store owner was watching you too much or like thought you were going to steal. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a lot of things that are so subtle. I don't know if you can prove them, but I see what you're saying.
I think that, I mean, here's the thing. If you experience racism, you know how it feels. You know what to look for. You know the signs of it. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody's watching me in a store, that's cool. Maybe I don't immediately go to racism. I think maybe somebody came in here, stole something. Maybe it just happened the day before. Maybe it happened earlier that day.
Maybe
I don't automatically,
you.
Huh?
Maybe they seen you somewhere.
Maybe they seen me, especially like, pass somebody like you, me, or Takara, like, sometimes people look at us and they're trying to recognize us, and that's an uncomfortable thing, too, especially now that we're wearing masks and all you see is eyes following you. So I try not to jump conclusions on it. It looked like we froze up for a second. I don't know. Let me check this real quick.
No?
Are we still good? Okay, maybe it's just my computer. But I will say that you know it when you've experienced it, enough to be able to identify that as such.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that Yelp does a good job at, because even when you make a complaint on a business, the owner has a certain amount of time to respond back before Yelp will lower their score or lower their rating. So I think that, you know, when they respond back, I think that needs to be public, like most of them are for the most part right now. And when you read the reviews and someone says something negative and the owner responds back to that, everything is visible.
Right.
So I don't think anything should be taken away. I think it needs to keep that same energy, even with these type of things, make everything visible. And I think that Yelp can step in at that point and make a decision. But I think this is a step in the right direction. Get all of it.
There's nothing worse than being with somebody who's not acting civil. And then they pull the race card. I hate that.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen, it was this lady, she was on the plane, and they were getting ready to take off, and they were just asking her to get in her seat. And she was like, but I have to use the bathroom. And they were like, okay, we know, but we want to take off. If you could just,
It's not how this works.
Yeah. You need to sit down and then use the bathroom after takeoff. And she wouldn't sit down, so this white lady was like, and mind you, the flight attendant was white. And the white lady said, ma'am, can you just sit down so we can take off? She goes, you can't tell me what to do. I am a black woman. You are being racist. And the lady was like, I'm not. Nobody's being racist. Sit your fucking ass down.
I hate that.
I think in those situations, like, people hopefully use common sense on that.
Yeah, this won't work this time. You are not going to tell me what to do. You're not going to tell my ancestors. We were like,
what? That's ridiculous.
And then they try to rally the other black people. Like, fam, you're making us look really bad.
Like this.
Well, we don't have enough time left, and we've already exhausted enough energy to entertain false claims.
Right.
All we can really focus on right now is the shit that really matters. So right. We're not rallying behind the bullshit. You know, when they put any time, here's the thing. Anytime they push back on the tarmac, when they push back from that loading gate, at that point, everybody except for the people that are walking around, the flight attendants,
yeah.
They're the only ones that are legally allowed to be up, mm-hmm. right? Legally, right? Because they have to give the whole spiel of the safety thing. Anybody else, for any reason, if they're on the tarmac and they're in line ready to take off and there's an emergency and you need to get out of your seat, they have to go back to the gate. Mm-hmm. They cannot be on an active tarmac with somebody out of their seatbelt. Now, obviously, people take it off and put their shirt over it, but legally, they can't do it. So if they're pushing back, sit your ass down.
Damn.
Sit your ass down.
And nobody agreed with her. She was like, you understand? And the flight attendant was like, I just need you to sit down.
As soon as we get in the air, you can go use the bathroom. Well, I can't wait. All right, well then.
That's on yourself, pissy pants. But right now, you got to. And it was just one of those things. I was like, this lady is doing the most. She's
the most.
Way
sit
too much.
Sit your ass down, miss. Please, Jesus.
Anyway.
Well, speaking of people at work doing the most, mm-hmm. There were three MTA workers
hilarious.
That were just suspended because they were running a secret man cave below Grand Central Terminal. If you've ever been to Grand Central Terminal, it's so much going on.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that they were pulling this off underneath there is pretty funny. This is in New York's Grand Central Terminal mm-hmm. at track 114. This was three MTA workers. They say that it was a wireman, a carpenter foreman, and an electrical foreman have all been suspended without pay pending resolution of disciplinary cases after it was discovered that they converted a storage room into a private man cave complete with a futon, a TV, exercise equipment, fridge, and beds.
And beds.
That's wild.
How bad is your living situation that you would rather be underground with rats?
Oh yeah, if there are rats all over the surface of New York, underneath,
come on.
And you have a fridge down there?
Listen, that's who they should have told first. They should have told these guys' wives and their family members. Let me let you know how much Charles ain't fucking with you. Okay, this is what we found with Charles, Dewan, Brandon, Bradley, because it was a white people too. And even if it wasn't, I'm going to say it was some white people too. this is how much they don't fuck with
bro,
you.
Bro, they had the Amazon package.
They rather
like
sleep.
Like cable. Like
they would rather sleep on air mattresses on concrete.
With rodents.
With rodents than to go home to you.
No, to think, well, to be fair, they were doing this during work.
Oh.
So they were like kind of like escaping to do... Because that was the whole thing. It says many a New Yorker has fantasized about kicking back with a cold beer in a prime piece of Manhattan real estate, especially one this close to good transportation. But few would have the chutzpah?
Chutzpah.
That sounds Jewish.
Yeah.
Chutzpah to commandeer a secret room beneath Grand Central Terminal and make it your very own man cave sustained with MTA resources and maintained at our writer's expense.
They are running the longest extension cord
right.
from the break room.
Chutzpah is the quality of audacity.
Oh, I like that.
The quality of
audacity.
The quality of your audacity. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
How do you say it? Chutzpah?
You say.
Or is there like a chutzpah? Like a little accent somewhere.
Chutzpah. Let me look for it. The pronunciation.
Wow. Chutzpah. I like that.
The chutzpah. I don't. That's.
It's Yiddish.
Yiddish. I don't hear a lot of Yiddish words.
Where's Yiddish from? Where, if you're Yiddish, where are you from? Yiddin.
Yiddin.
Yiddin. Let's learn about Yiddish people.
Yo, I like the word Yiddish though.
Yiddish is lit. Oh, it's Yiddish. Is a high German derived language historically spoken by Ashkenazi Jews.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that there was a. I didn't know there was a what are they called? Different, like in religion, different groups.
Oh, subcultures?
Yeah, I didn't know there was like a Ashkenazi.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you got Christian, and then you also have like non-denominational, then you got mm-hmm. Kojic, then you got Baptist.
Yeah.
All of those believe in the same God. It's just like different practices with it.
No, I just didn't know there was a branch of Judaism that had the word Nazi in it.
That's a good point.
Now I want to research this and find out everything. But yeah, MTA Man Cave, it doesn't look that bad. If you're thinking underground in New York, it looks like it could be a regular New York apartment.
But I know it has no windows.
Oh no,
it's got a stink.
Yeah, there's a lot of exhaust in there.
And the funny thing is that all the comments say one thing: who told? You know, it was somebody who was banished.
Oh, it was somebody whose shift got switched, and they weren't in that terminal anymore.
They're alive.
So like mm-hmm. they weren't able to partake in it. It's like, man, I miss the homies back at such and such. And they'd be like, what'd you say? Nothing. No. What did you just say? And that's how they ended up telling them.
Can I bring my PS3 and play with y'all?
And they said no.
Somebody blew up the spot because they invited somebody they wasn't supposed to, man. That's usually how it happened.
Can I play with y'all on my PS3?
I guess it's pronounced chutzpah. The C is silent. I kind of like chutzpah, but
I like chutzpah better.
Chutzpah. I mean, that's just how it is.
Me and my baby mama, we fighting. We wanted to, she kicked me out. I wanted to know if I could just spend the night down there.
Hey, they got air beds, a futon. They're probably living better than a lot of New Yorkers above ground.
I'm telling you, somebody probably took a little side thing there, and the side thing hated.
She told.
Cause they got played. They got maybe it was just smashing her for the long. It's like okay.
You're gonna fuck me on this air mattress.
So you're not gonna return my phone calls?
Last time I was there, the air mattress was not this flat.
Oh, you go to the microwave. You want a corn dog? You want some dino nuggets?
You want some ramen?
You got some. That's crazy as all get.
Coffee pot just pouring in.
Takar, let me ask you something. If somebody took you there, right? No, you wouldn't.
Soon as we start going down, I'm like, "What are we going to take the train?
Oh, at the MTA?
We're going to walk to the end of the platform and just go down these stairs right here?"
Like, uh-huh. They couldn't. There was no song or no album that they could put on to convince you to like get you in the mood.
In there.
Yeah. What if you had a good personality?
Is it like Ratatouille where the rats is cooking the food?
Nah.
It's going.
Just how it is in the pictures. No rats that you could see off top.
Right. No, because the idea of it being underneath Grand Central, which means that it's underneath the train, or it's in some, it's one of those side doors that you open up uh-huh. and you go down. Mm-hmm. Maybe in my 20s.
That's weird to have.
I would be like, oh, we got a little sleep. But now at my age, I'm like, boy, you live here. Like, I will roast you.
Wild place to be like naked though. Yeah. I don't know if I'd be comfortable.
I want to be like, where you do the wash up at? Where you do the after sex wash up?
Just imagine the dude like, so I got this place, bath. Me and my homies chill. It's a little kickback spot. It's just for us. It ain't nothing too crazy. And you know when somebody says ain't nothing too right crazy, now. You be thinking, oh, we must be really nice.
Yeah,
when somebody say, the homies ain't nothing too crazy. We just going to chill. And that's you're like, funny. Okay. And then they take you into the Grand Central doors. And you're like, oh, we ain't Grand Central doors. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So we going into one of these little boutiques or something. Mm-hmm. We got a little. Then they take you through. He pull out all his keys. And
the janitor keys?
He open up the key and take you inside this small hallway. You're like, okay. And then there's some stairs, and you go down the stairs. Yeah. And then you're like, all right, stop. What the fuck?
By the way,
going?
The smell is getting worse and worse as you're going.
Yeah.
And then you open up another door, and a rat walk by and be like, yo, you brought her this time. Okay, this is cool. And then you
the
open
rat
up.
Said that?
Yeah, then you got to go through a side door, open that up, and then it's just a room.
Then he puts on your favorite. Then, he puts on your favorite song, though.
I mean, it didn't look too bad from there.
Romantic, yeah.
But I wouldn't even go down there.
He you puts on "If This World Were Mine" by Luther Vandross. It's just like, "If This World Were Mine."
No.
All right. Well, let me tell you this. Who's your like celebrity crush?
Mine.
Yeah.
Oh God, there's so many.
Or just like, just throw one out there. Just not. It doesn't have to be the top one. Just like
I can't remember this guy's name. He plays in this show on Netflix. He's so fucking fine. If I had to throw one out, Will Smith. Okay. I think Will Smith is really attractive still.
Like now or back then?
Like right now, like still.
Okay. If he was an older gentleman and he looked kind of like Will Smith?
No.
What if he looked like Idris Elba?
I don't think Idris Elba's attractive.
Do you like Michael B. Jordan?
I do like Michael.
What if he looked like Michael B. Jordan?
I would question why he's going down this. I would be like, Michael B. Jordan would never take me down.
I just wanted to
here.
See. I just wanted to see if there was like a limit.
No.
This fuckerism.
Because it could also be something dangerous. Like, we're going into a storage room.
That's the number one thing.
Yeah. I'm not going into a storage. You're gonna break out 38,000 keys and take me into a storage room and to be like, ta da! I'm like, how am I supposed to get out of here? Ain't no windows in here. Where the bathroom at?
You're gonna walk out in your skin.
Yeah, I would be a little freaked out.
Where's the bathroom?
They
I don't know. They didn't say it.
They put on one of my songs. I might be hanging out for a little bit.
How y'all washing the dishes?
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. I mean, they like to be using plastic cups and plates and disposable, all of that.
There's probably turning up down there, music and all that, putting on some songs and everything.
There's no air. Like, there's no.
They brought a fan. They got a Dyson fan.
Well, what air? I'm not dealing with y'all. It's no.
Just musk.
Yeah.
Just MTA Musk.
Do you listen to podcasts like this on your own? Like, do you listen to podcasts?
Sometimes, yeah.
What do you listen to more, podcasts or music?
Music.
What do you listen to, like, right now, if I had to ask you?
Jade Nova.
Okay.
I love Jade Nova. Ari Lennox.
Okay.
And all Afrobeats.
I like that. Afrobeats
and Belizean Soca.
Now, let me ask you, let me tell you this after you told me that. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, let me ask you this. Do you know what's the best way to listen to that music, especially the Afrobeats?
No, but you gonna tell me.
Pat, do you want to tell her what's the best way to listen
I'll
to
I'll tell you. I'll tell you, Takara. Let me put you on.
Put on game,
Let me put
Pat.
You on real quick. Okay. All these trendy people are walking around trying to look cool, trying to prove that they rich. Mm-hmm. They got the designer. They got the Goyard bags and stuff. They got the overpriced, AirPod, expensive, whatever they're called, wireless earbuds, wireless this, Bluetooth this, wireless that. And it's just all for show. You know what I mean? It's not even the most highest quality stuff all the time. But.
Let them know.
Enter Raycon.
Let's go. All right?
Raycon wireless earbuds got it together. All right. Now, this is high quality wireless earbuds at a fraction of the price that all these other flexers are trying to throw at you, right?
Okay. Oh, get them.
This is efficiency. You just lost it?
Yeah, I just lost one.
You are just in time, Takara.
Okay.
All right, so Raycon, listen, they got this newest model. It's called the Everyday E25 Earbuds.
Get them.
And these are their best ones yet, okay? They got 6 hours of playtime.
Oh, get them.
Seamless Bluetooth pairing.
Oh, get them.
More bass, ba-boom.
Oh.
A more compact design.
Get them.
And noise isolating fit.
Woo! They got
it's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
All right, so not only are they stylish and discreet, but there's no dangling wires or stems.
Oh, right.
And the company was co-founded by Ray J. He's a genius, right?
Yeah,
he has like a new invention that works every single year.
Yeah, he does.
All right, you got all these celebrities back in this, and so I just say, Cardi B likes it. I think you should give it a try.
Cardi B, Snoop Dogg, Brandy, J.R. Smith, Mike Tyson, Rich the Kid, bro.
All of them.
There are a list of celebrities that support and believe in Raycon, and they're obsessed with these products, and I guarantee that you guys will be too. And matter of fact, Raycon is so sure that you're going to like them as well, they're giving you a 45-day free return policy so you can make sure that the pair of your wireless earbuds that you have ordered are specifically to your liking. Now, let me tell you something.
That.
45 days to make sure you like something, unprecedented.
Right?
Yeah. No one is doing that. This is brand new. Y'all have seen these ads before. We've never said that before. That's how much they believe in their product. So you should try it out.
It's a month and a half.
That's a month and a half.
That's a month and a half.
So, Takara, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Limited time.
Mm-hmm.
15% off your order.
Hoya. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All you got to do is go to buyraycon.com/DIYS for damn internet, you scary.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
one more time. That's buyraycon.com.
Oh, yeah.
/DIYS. Get you 15% knocked off of the already affordable Raycon wireless earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Just you ain't even gonna go back. I promise you. You ain't gonna go back to the other ones.
I'm down.
Okay.
As long
okay.
As they got colors. I'm in it.
Oh, it's super cool. They're like blue. They light up. It's like a little spaceship.
And you got
like
the black
them.
Joints too. They got the charging dock. But again, one more time. That's buy.
Buy.
Raycon.
.com/DIYS.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just take it. There's a lot of random stuff that happens on the show, Takar. You just gonna have to get with the program, man. We full of randomness. You
yeah,
know
just
what
throw a little note.
It's what we do.
Every now and then. If you don't know what to do, just throw a little note in there. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm down for the Raycons. I just want to make sure that they're not like the glasses that he said was unbreakable and the guy took them and broke them.
No, they
these
solid.
Legit. Okay. These are legit.
They
I
want to
try them.
Solid.
I want some Raycons. Hey, Raycon.
I had an extra pair too. I gave it to the kid and then she lost one and I had to get another pair for her because she liked them that much. You know, she really rocked with them. She really rocked with them.
I want to know what you guys think about this myth. Okay?
Let's go.
Oh, wait. I said the word myth and the lights turned on. Keep it off. It's kind of a dark, it's kind of a, well, it's actually more poetic and beautiful, but.
I like the leg action.
I've been practicing yoga.
All right. I just want you guys to know this, and everybody at home. If you ever are feeling down on yourself and feeling ugly, just know that there's a Japanese myth that says that your face right now is the face of the person you loved most in your past life. So, it's kind of a poetic, it's kind of creepy, but I see you are like, what? It's kind of creepy, but the beauty in it is that they say that it, they just think it's beautiful because in your eyes back then, the face you see in the mirror was the one you most adored.
But it just sounds like it's all you.
What do you mean?
Like it's all you, yourself.
What do you mean?
I mean, it just says if you feel ugly, just know that there's a Japanese myth that says your face right now is the face of the person you loved most in your past life.
Oh, so you kind of saw past the beauty in that and you were just like, oh, maybe my last life, I loved somebody toe up or.
I think I need a drink to read this all the way. I don't.
I thought you were saying that it was still you. So like you love yourself the most. But I'm thinking that they're saying that like my last life, I was a young lady.
That was
and
in love
I liked
with the
man
looking
that
dude.
Looked like me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I read that. That's how I read into that.
Yeah.
So whoever I was smashing back in my past life looked like me. Which would explain a lot if I was a woman in the past life, because these hips that I got right now, they are offsetting. They are.
I didn't see hips today.
I got hips.
Okay.
I got hips. My hips don't lie. I'm filling out these shorts. I'm fierce.
Let's try. Let me try them on. Let's see who fill them out the best.
The face.
I don't want to participate in that. I don't want to. That's not even fair for me to go against you.
Oh, my goodness. You. If you feel ugly, just know that there's a Japanese myth that says your face right now is the face. But you're still ugly.
But you're still ugly, though.
You're still ugly.
That just means you had bad taste in your past life, too.
That means you like ugly motherfuckers. That's what that means. You ugly. You like.
Don't take the beauty of the myth.
And that means the person that liked you was they liked ugly too. Y'all just like ugly.
I had trash taste last life. That's a very funny take on
it. In this life.
That's a very funny take on that.
Hey, man. We're childish. Thank you, Japanese people, for helping us.
Speaking of childish, that was a great little segue.
Okay.
There's
somebody said I got hips like a 90s cartoon. First of all. Kiss my ass.
That's the Proud Family? Remember the mama,
like,
mama hips?
Dexter's
mama
mom.
Did have them hips, though.
Dexter's mom was thick.
Waist this big. Waist this big.
Woo, snatch.
In Dexter's lap?
Yeah.
She was edible. I like that.
This is an animated character he talking about.
No, that's fine. Okay. That is fine.
Absolutely.
Oh, what's her name? Jessica Rabbit?
I was just going to say that.
She is a rabbit.
No, Jessica Rabbit was a human.
She was a human, but even if she was a rabbit.
She
come
was
hop on
Rabbit's
this.
Chick.
Oh, she was.
Yeah,
she was.
Get some of this carrot.
But who was? But wasn't there a girl?
You thinking about like Lola Roger. Rabbit?
Yes, Lola. Okay, yeah. Lola Rabbit. Okay.
Lola Rabbit was
kind of
cute.
Too?
She was
cute
though. She was a cutie pie.
We didn't you know think about it, but
yeah,
she was cute.
She was a cutie pie.
Was a rabbit
that
was smashed.
She
like that's
rabbit that smashed. I smashed a rabbit. Oh yeah,
little
rabbit. I definitely
cotton tail.
I'll give her a carrot.
She could play ball too. I'll be at all her games cheering her ass on. You don't get your Leslie.
But speaking of being completely childish,
okay.
A Swedish peace group erected a sign to keep the Russian submarines out of their border, and all the sign is it displays an animated sailor in underwear. Thrusting his hips with a Morse code that broadcasts this way if you are gay.
That works.
But the thought of a Russian submarine seeing that and being like, oh, turn around, we're not gay. No, shut up, you're gay, I'm not gay.
You're the one, why do you keep looking at it? I'm just trying to tell you which way not to go.
It's like a Russian submarine. You're so deterring them.
Just a guy doing this.
Like an immature, like, fifth grader.
They need to grow
up. Oh, my God.
That's funny, though.
That's so ridiculous.
It's funny that they think that's going to work.
That's a lot.
Yeah, somebody's child thought of that.
But who knows?
Yeah, but they kept it going. It's still there. It's still erected.
Yeah. That's the word I was paying attention to.
I thought that was a good play on words. Because I was like, once you said it, I was like, this is a sex story. And then you went into gay. I was like, oh, that makes sense that they use that verbiage.
When the sign was erected.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's kind of childish. Y'all know Gervonta Davis, the fighter?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gervonta, the dude who's freaking out on people. Mm-hmm. He had to apologize because he went on TMZ Sports interview. And he basically had to apologize because he said, I'm okay with getting corona. Check it out.
He said, I'm okay
the
with
irony.
Getting sick please
the fans.
To please the fans?
The irony is that you probably got sick from one of the fans.
Yeah.
But you also brought your fans in the same area that you got sick.
Well, he gets punched in the head for a living.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying that that's...
As soon as he started talking, I was like, yeah, I know what's coming. I know what's coming. And he, you know, he gets knocked in the head.
I'm okay with getting sick.
For the fans.
For the fans.
Yeah.
From the fans.
Here's the thing.
He said from the fans.
No.
For the fans, from the fans.
I guess if he's like looking at his job like a firefighter would or should, I guess, in this time. And same with a police officer. They know the risks with going out there every day. And they're like, fuck it. If I get sick, I get sick. But I still got a job to do. Right. I guess he's going about it in that sense. But the way he said it looks like he was making light of a deadly disease that has taken the life of over 210,000 people. So I know why people feel some type of way about it. But I also get why he said it. I just think that, again, I feel like there's a way to say everything, and he just did not go about that in the right way. So
right.
Yep. But it seemed very cavalier the way he threw it out there. What you gonna say, Takar?
I feel like it's always a good start.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I understand why people would be upset that he took it lightly, but would it have been the same if it was like the flu? You know, it's like, I mean, it's a weird. My mind goes in a weird place when it comes to things like this. I don't know. I know it's a deadly disease and it's serious, but you know, I just feel like, I don't know. We shouldn't let them talk.
Who, athletes?
I didn't want to be mean. We just shouldn't let him talk.
That's true, though.
They need handlers. A lot of people have not had training for speaking to the public and with the public.
I was just trying to think of something else he would have said. Like, what if he would have been like, I don't mind catching the flu, or I don't mind, but you know, and then I'm just thinking all together, like, just don't fucking talk. Like, somebody should be in front of you, like, hey, don't say that.
It's hard right now while everybody got to be at home. You know what I'm saying? Because the public just can't be there to be like, no. Don't do that one. Don't do that. Next question.
But if they had the Raycons, they could have it in their ear when they're talking.
That would have been a great transition.
That's big fact. That would have been a great transition.
That would have been a fantastic transition. I never thought about it for, like, you know, espionage. You could use Raycon for espionage.
You're welcome.
I mean, because it is in air. It's an earbud.
And people would just assume it's from the news or whatever that it's in there. Uh-huh. And they're really like, and don't say that.
Yeah. Don't go with that.
Oh, my God. I could not be somebody's
grown
PR.
Man, a grown man is hilarious.
I could not be a PR and babysit what comes out of a wild person's mouth.
Oh, God. It seems exhausting.
Yeah, I'm good.
It is exhausting, especially if you go to sleep and wake up and you're like, come on, man. I went to sleep for 3 hours and you did this shit 3 hours.
I know the person that was Trump's PR person the first couple years. Oh, yeah. And then when the new person came in, it probably around the fourth or fifth person where they were like, you know what? He's just going to do what he's going to do. America ain't going to turn his back. This motherfucker was brought up on charges. Like, and he still skated through. Now we got the, what, $750 tax thing? Mm-hmm. They don't give a fuck.
Trump's
his PR person, like, wow.
He don't have no PR person. Everybody left.
Yeah, I mean, I was fired.
Trump don't have no PR person. They got sick and tired of waking up. They ain't even sleep. They ain't sleep for a week straight because every second of the day, they on here. They probably took his phone. He probably got a new one.
Oh, yeah, he got a burner.
That's funny. You
got a burn.
To think that there's nobody left. There's nobody left. They're just covering. It's like just, one email. That's
even his kids are sick and tired. You seen what his daughter said?
Nah, what his daughter said?
His daughter said that she is going. She's trying really hard to get his phone from him while he was in.
Oh yeah.
Because he was still tweeting ridiculous stuff. Like even your kids. It amazes me how so many people was for this man in the beginning, and now everybody is looking at themselves in the mirror like, what the fuck?
Because they wanted man.
What did I do?
He activated them racists. I mean, they've always been there,
stand
but
by.
Activated. Like how they be doing them those secret spies, and they just be saying random code words, and they just alert. All the racists are chilling right now. Well, actually, they're standing by.
They're standing by.
They're standing by.
Sometimes you do come to your senses, though. I feel like we've seen that a lot lately. A lot of people who are like, I voted for Trump, but I won't be voting for on this. Mm-hmm. This upcoming election, though. Yeah, but you realize the error of your ways, like you realize, like, man, all that foolishness I was doing before, it makes no sense. It's not productive. It's not going to be helpful for me in the next couple years. And you try to amend that behavior because it's like you saw that it did nothing. Like you did all that foolishness with nothing. It's almost like overpaying for something. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you overpay for something because of a big name, it's flashy or something like that, and then you realize, hey, this don't do nothing, that this don't do, and they're the same quality. Why am I spending all that money? And that, like, that's what you guys should be asking yourself. Like, why are you spending thousands of dollars on watches? Like, one watch. Why would you do that? And it's not going to be any different quality from a premium craft watch company like Ventiro. All right, VenturoWatches.com has some of the best watches that you will ever see in your entire life, and it is a fraction of the cost of what you will pay for some of these big names. And it's like, why? Why are you doing that? All right, so we are excited that we are partnering with Ventiro Watches once again because you guys really seem to enjoy them as much as we did to have them as a sponsor.
Oh yeah,
and making a statement shouldn't cost a fortune. And with Ventiro, you can elevate your look for an affordable price. They believe you deserve to look good and feel good no matter your budget, okay? Mm-hmm. Ventiro creates exceptionally crafted watches, and they do it without breaking the bank. The guys over there have their team set up. They sent us a couple watches, and let me tell you, Pat just showed you his, man.
Every
Pat couldn't
day.
Get his watch for a while. I had got my watch, and I was excited about it. I was showing mine off.
Every day.
She's looking them up. I'm telling
Every
you, listen,
day.
You should go check them out. And because you guys are listening to us right now, we are offering our listeners 20% off your entire order, okay? Oh. And they're going to cover all the shipping costs. So all you have to do right now is go over to VenturoWatches.com, find something you like. Actually, you know what? Don't go to VenturoWatches.com. Go to VenturoWatches.com/scary.
Scary.
Okay? You use that /scary, and we're going to hook you up with that 20% off your entire order, okay?
Already affordable.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, they are very unique design that you won't find anywhere else. So you need to see them for your size. Look. She's looking
they
at something.
Sold out.
Sold out. You know why? Because the word is getting out, man. You don't have to spend a ton of money to look nice, to make a statement. You can find something very nice, very polished, very well crafted at an affordable price and still be able to stand out amongst the crowd.
There's styles for men and women. Array of also accessories. You can get wallets, bracelets, extra straps, sunglasses, all made with the same incredible quality as the watches. And they got over 22,000 5-star reviews, so you know we ain't bluffing. You on the site.
I am.
Picking a watch was actually really, really difficult.
It is. Because you got a lot of options.
There's gold options, rose gold options. I even like a lot of the black and the blue ones. Mm-hmm. It's just like really, really, really dope. Okay. And you're not gonna be dropping a ridiculous amount of bread. Like
they have options when it comes to styles, but they also have an option of collection. So they range from dress watches to sports watches, every type of look, every type of occasion, and amazing price points. So again, guys, right now I'm encouraging you guys to, okay, go to VenturoWatches.com/scary. Save 20% off your entire order off their already affordable watches, okay? And they're also offering free shipping and free returns for 30 days and a warranty on your watch for up to 2 years. Come on, man.
2 years warranty.
That's pretty wild. It's really stress-free. Shopping at home, it doesn't get any easier than this. VenturoWatches.com/scary. 20% off your entire order. Do it now.
Ladies, they have some really nice watches on there.
Go ahead. You heard it from Takara herself.
I do.
Herself.
I like some.
No, I'm saying.
So Vincero is a... Vincero, when we shopped, it was a very positive shopping experience, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of shopping experiences are not. So since we have Takara here... you know, you are a woman. You, I'm sure you do some online shopping. You like online shopping?
I like online shopping.
Okay, I want to share this with you just it's kind of a horror story. I want to see if anything like this has happened to you. So, this was risky, but a bride in Canada, she bought a dress from Wish. You know the website Wish?
Yes.
She bought her wedding dress off of Wish.
Wait. I don't even know the story yet.
Her toilet paper.
But the fact that it was a wedding dress. Oh, baby.
Wedding dress.
It was $32.
Wish. No. Get this. $100.
$100. Okay.
$100. Oh. Okay. So here's
the, just give it.
Here's the headline. Okay. Bride disappointed after ordering a $100 wedding dress from Wish. I'm gonna read the story, then I'm gonna show it to you.
Okay, because I'm peeking over here.
A Canadian bride to be claims to be heartbroken after she received an $100 wedding dress she ordered from the online retail app Wish. This is Megan Taylor. Just so you, I don't know if this brought up a specific personality type for you guys, but. She spells her name M-E-A-G-H-A-N.
I was just finna say, okay. If it's an H in it, she got to be white.
Okay.
If it's an H in it, it's definitely, well, I mean, Canadian let me know everything I needed to know, right? But the H definitely, it seals the deal.
She bought the wedding dress through Wish, which displayed a floor-length, lace-off-the-shoulder gown. Okay.
Of course it did.
However, the young woman said she was heartbroken once she tried on the dress after it stopped past her knees and didn't fit her properly. All right, so here's a side by side of what she ordered versus what she got.
You know what?
What'd she get? Lingerie?
She got a plastic Ralph's bag.
Oh my God. She got a fishing net, bruh.
Hilarious.
This is little girl tights. This is a bunch of pantyhose sewn together.
Here's the
nobody
thing,
wear pantyhose no more. And if you were looking for pantyhose, they all right
what
here.
What did pantyhose do, by the way?
It was just like, I don't know. It was just to wear underneath your clothes.
So you didn't expose your legs, right? So
like, having exposed
you
legs.
Wore them a lot to work. You wore them a lot to church. You wore them in formal places where, you know, it was not like a if it wasn't a black tie event and you had a full length gown on to not seem fast or a woman of the night, you would wear pantyhose.
I'm a woman of the night. I ain't never wore
same thing with slips.
I'm a woman of the night.
Slip wear. I can't see. I was trying on this outfit in this this clothing store, and this lady was like, "You need to put a slip on." I'm like, "Ma'am, I'm going raw out here in these streets with this outfit, okay? I'm not putting no goddamn slip on."
What's a slip?
It's like, because sometimes your clothes are see-through.
Or not just that. Like, they're also, like, they would be very thin.
Yeah.
So it would show, like, the panty line or show your nipples or something.
Yeah,
like
and the slip just covers
smooths
it
everything
first.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like a skirt?
Yeah.
It's like a nightie. It's like if a chick put on a nightie.
Well, it depends, because some of them are just skirts.
Oh, that is
oh,
true.
Some
that
of
is,
them are full, from the top and bottom?
And then some of them are just skirts.
Yeah.
That's great. There was, like, a whole joke at Kev's show
so you got on a skirt
it, and
with
I was lost.
Yep. Listen, I'm too thick down there to have on all that. To have on pantyhose and a slip.
That's a lot of heat.
Listen, my
that's
vagina
a lot of heat on your undercarriage.
My vagina won't be Desert Storm. I can't live like I can't do that.
Because of the desert part or because of the war part?
For all of it. The conflict, okay? Everything.
Miss Josie say I hate slips raw all day.
You ever put on pantyhose and it don't go all the way up, but the top up here, but the bottom still all the way down here, and it's just hot in that little space? I'm not putting those on.
Did you have any, do you have like a crazy shopping story like that?
I do. I bought something off of Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon has this clothing site that, you know, they just sell clothes. And I bought this two-piece set off of Amazon. And I bought an extra large because it was supposed to be like one that the pants were supposed to drape on the floor. And I was like, okay, this is going to be a really cute outfit. And I got
it. Is this like club fit, lingerie, swim?
Club fit.
Okay.
Like just outdoor, almost like a brunch fit. Okay. And it was a two-piece, one part tied up panty, the other part was just supposed to come down like a straight leg and drag on the ground. And mm-hmm. I love extra long pants. And when I got it and put these pants on, they stopped damn near under my knee.
They were capris.
But the bad part was that the butt part looked so good, but it just stopped. It was so bad. It wasn't even
What's
like
wrong with
capri.
Stopping under the knee?
Because it wasn't even like a capri. It was just like... It was like somebody was like, you know what? Let's just cut them right here. The seam wasn't straight. The sewing wasn't straight. It was just Damn. Like somebody was like, we don't have enough material to finish these. Roll them up. And they just shipped them to me.
Roll it up.
Or I bought a robe off of Amazon. And one sleeve was really was like a small and the other sleeve was a large.
That's a thing. That could be a thing. Jesus.
My hand did not go through.
Oh, it didn't even get to.
It was like somebody with a little arm. Like, that's what it was for.
That would have been perfect if you had a little arm, though.
No, I got regular arms. So.
Wow.
And you have, and you sometimes you get so upset you don't even want to return it. Like, you're yeah. so angry. You like,
because you,
know,
you don't want nothing else from them. You just, I'm done doing all dealings with y'all.
I did
y'all.
It to myself because I knew not to order nothing on here.
Yeah. You didn't return any of them?
No.
Yeah. Hmm. That's why I'll never, yeah.
My daughter cut them up and made them into masks.
Really? Okay. So something came from it. That's good. Something came
out. Oh, snap. That sounds about right, though.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
The horror shows. Like, I feel like there's so many horror stories in terms of online shopping.
My daughter bought sneakers from online. She bought some sneakers from some girl who was selling them some Travis Scott Jordan.
Oh.
And they were the orange and black ones. And Oof. From the picture that she was sending her, they were brand new. And I think she charged her like $600 for them or $500 for them. And my daughter get them in the mail, and they old.
Oh, but they were real.
They were real, but they were dirty. Like, she couldn't even wear them. She's like, I can't even wear these. They're so dirty.
$600 after he uh-huh. got his use out of them?
And the girl was like, but I sent you the picture of the ones I was sending you. And my daughter was like, well, you ain't tell me they were used.
Yeah, that's supposed to be in the listing.
Yeah.
What did she buy it off of, eBay or
no,
what?
She bought them off of eBay. I told her to buy them through GOAT.
Now, well, yeah, you buy them to GOAT because GOAT, like before they get sent to you a GOAT, they have to they get sent to GOAT.
Them. Yep.
And what's GOAT?
GOAT is a reseller. It's mm-hmm. a sneaker reseller site. Mm-hmm. I've actually just copped some new joints off of GOAT last week. So they send it to GOAT and they have to tell them everything. Like if it's been gently used, it doesn't matter. If it's got mm-hmm. a crease, it don't matter. All of that type of stuff. Like right. I just got authenticated to be able to sell stuff on GOAT too. Nice. Like you can tell when somebody worn some sneakers and they got the little sock balls mm-hmm. right on inside. They verify all of that. If it's missing the lid, they verify all of that. All of that stuff drops the price of the shoe and what you can charge for the shoe. So, but with eBay too. eBay insures purchases up to $100,000. So if she didn't say that in the description, then y'all can send that to eBay. eBay will refund you your money, and then they will sue her for the money.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do.
Nice.
That's what you have to do.
Was this recent?
Yeah, this was like 2 months ago.
Oh.
I mean, if you can still find the listing, I would
do
it.
She got the listing. She's so
yeah,
happy.
I would
still
do it.
She's mad. Every time I'm in her room, I'm like, oh, you got a lot of sneakers. She was like, but these ones.
She didn't wear them once.
They already, like, they're not even, like, gently worn. They done.
Yeah. You got.
Oh, so
yeah.
It's not even, like, something you can clean?
No, they're done.
What? Sarapsky.
And that none of that showed in the picture?
Like, you could go play ball in them.
But there's none of that showed in the picture.
She showed her brand new ones in the picture.
Mm. Pat, what you got for a closing? What we got? We got anything scary or spooky?
Let's do some spooky stuff then. Why not?
If we get Takara out of, because she got to get her hike on.
I thought she was going to answer the questions.
Oh, which ones?
Well, I thought we had questions.
Oh, no. I sent you that. That was for Squadcast. That's why I was like, it was a double copy.
Hilarious. Like, you were waiting for that to start this whole time.
I was ready for those questions. I had in my head. You ain't worth
it. Damn. I told you. I said
that. I thought you meant.
I said that was a double paste.
You sent me something in an email.
I did. I said that was a double post, and then I said the email was out of population. Once I typed in Pat name, your name popped up because I like from
that. Listen, let me tell you something. Normally, I participate a lot. The reason I didn't participate as much as I would normally participate is because I thought my time to shine was coming. You understand what I'm saying? I thought I was gonna have a whole three questions that I was gonna be able to answer. I had the answers in my head, and I'm like, my time to shine finna come. So let me let these fellas do what they do, because in a minute I'm gonna get to do what I do, and then I never get to do what I do. And
you know
I
what?
Never...
All right, Pat, this is what we're gonna do since. That she sucks. Wasn't on the episode. We could just give it to them, okay? You guys, because we're not answering it.
What?
The questions.
Oh.
These.
Okay.
If you, what do you think? Because it's
have
not
to.
Taking away
no, from No. Yeah. I don't. I'm, okay. That's actually better.
All right, so here we go. Takara, here we go. Question number one.
Honey.
You can only save one person.
Okay.
Kid or your significant other?
Damn it.
This is what you wanted, the tough shit. Let's go, motherfucker.
See, I already know the kids. I already got to know him. I'm still getting to know him.
You ain't shit.
It got to be any of the kids. I can't pick the kid.
You got to pick the kids or the significant other.
Oh, the kids, the three of them. Mm-hmm. God damn. Or the significant other. Oh, man. Because they don't pay no bills and he helped with the bills. They don't got no jobs. He got a job.
That's a solid argument. Both two good points.
That was basically everything.
They don't listen. He listen.
He listen?
He listens.
Oh, shit. All right.
Okay.
Damn. But then I had those.
Yeah, that's you. So it's almost like you abandoning yourself.
They abandoned me first.
Okay.
They didn't even wash the dishes this morning.
You could make new ones.
I could make new ones. And, you know, okay. I can't bring the baby with me and take leave the other two?
The kids.
Okay.
Plural all together.
Do you like them that much? Let's start there.
This I know some people are like, girl, it shouldn't be that hard. It is, because you don't know them kids. I'm gonna go ahead and save the kids. I'm gonna save my kids.
There you go.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm
gonna
save my kids.
That's what's
I'm gonna
up.
Save my kids.
So okay. You ain't like if this was
out loud.
I'm not gonna say nothing else then. I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna go on to the next one. Which is worse? Traveling with a picky eater or traveling with a cheap friend?
A cheap friend.
It just hands out. You
yes,
ready.
I could do a picky eater. Somebody like is like, there's too many onions in here. It's not. It's supposed to be hot. It's not hot. There's not enough. There's too much. I'm okay with that because you can pay your bill.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But when you don't have, when you cheat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like getting a bill and we arguing over what you ordered.
No.
Does
I didn't
that
get
happen?
Those chicken tenders. Yes. I didn't get those chicken tenders.
Wait.
You said you wanted
a whole
table?
Segment about
yes.
this. I love.
I don't like
this.
You giving exactly the amount of what you bought.
Wait, give us the story.
If your food is $11.99, do not put $12 on the table.
Give a story.
I went out to eat with some girlfriends for a brunch. The brunch is $25. The brunch was $40 per person.
Unlimited mimosas
and an entree.
Mm. Oh, and
yeah. This person came and did not order anything off the brunch menu. Ordered a salad. The salad was like $8.99 and only wanted to pay the $8.99 for the salad, even though we still snuck them mimosas.
Oh, come okay. on.
I was yo. About to say, that's...
Come on. That's what I was going to... My next question was did she drink?
Yeah.
And was adamant about only giving, not even $10 or $11, about giving the $9.
Oh, wow.
But the worst experiences that I had is that I go to the Sugar Factory a lot in San Diego, and it was... I don't want to say it out loud, but you know, I know somebody there, and beverages, you know, come easy, and they didn't. We wanted to tip the person because when you go out, and even if people just recognize you somewhere,
yeah.
and they're like, you know what, we're gonna cover your bill,
yeah,
and you get a $300 bill back, and it's $56.
Come on,
that tip should be
at least
$50, $75, maybe
at
even
least.
$100.
I would go $100.
$100.
I'm prepared to spend $150.
Right.
When you don't want to give in to the $100 tip, when your food alone was $60 and the bill was $52, so I'll cover the $52 for all of us because it's a $300 bill.
Right.
But y'all got to tip this person.
Yeah, right. Tip them out.
So let's get them $100.
That's 50-50-50. Everybody pay $50. Y'all pay $50 for $300 worth of drinks? You can't beat that with a stick.
I got an attitude.
Oh.
I don't understand why I still got a tip if they gave it to us for this. Whoa. I'm like, but they gave it to us for this in hopes of the goddamn tip. Right. You have to leave a tip.
Here's the thing. If you're in Europe, baby girl, I completely get it. But you're not, okay? Why you're Europe? In the States, because in Europe, they don't tip.
Is it policy, or because rude?
It's not customary to tip. Oh. It's actually rude, because they pay their workers an affordable living rate. So, like, their tip is already kind of included in the bill.
Okay.
So they just don't do that. So it's not customary to tip in Europe.
Got a tip out here.
She didn't want to put money toward the tip, and it got to the point where everybody's ready to beat her ass because it's like it's a $320-something bill. We paid $56. You can't put in $25-$30,
which would have been less than what you were gonna put in. That's what I don't.
You told me two stories, and I'm looking at you like you need to reevaluate your life.
I'm talking to them no more.
Your friends are trash.
Or I don't like a bad tipper.
Yeah, me neither. I don't like a bad tipper.
The bill can't be $100 and you give them $8. I don't like that.
I know somebody that only gave $5 no matter what the bill was.
Oh wow.
And you notice I didn't say it was my friend. I just said I knew somebody that only gave $5 no matter what the bill was.
Like that.
Okay.
You have to be generous with your tips. So if I had to choose between a picky eater and a person, what is it?
Cheap person.
A cheap person, I would do the picky eater because at least they can afford their food.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Last one.
All right. Last one. Being fired or being demoted.
Fire me, please, Jesus. Because if you demote me, that means you fire me a little bit. You ain't gonna fire me a little bit.
Right? It's a soft fire. It's like a soft launch. It's a soft fire.
You're not gonna have me come back to work and I got to work under the girl who late all the time. I'm not about to do that. Fire me. Do not demote me and I got to come back to work. Facts. And everybody like, oh, so you still work here? Yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and I got to take my stuff. I got to go downstairs. I don't work up here with y'all no more. Or you my boss now. Fire me.
You can't be anywhere that you feel like you're going backwards.
You're not firing me a little bit.
Imagine wearing your own clothes to work and then you get demoted and now you got an apron and a uniform.
Imagine knowing everything, but you lost your position. Now the person, imagine teaching the person who got your position now all the stuff because you got fired. So you in the kitchen and they the manager talking about something. Let me go back here and ask the Carl because I don't know how to work this yet. I just got this position. Fire me.
Imagine were the person that they had to call for override and now you have to call somebody for override.
Even though you know how to do it. You know the codes and everything, but
you
can't
touch it.
But it's
not protocol. You'll get fired if you enter that code in. You know you're not supposed to put that goddamn code in. That's above your pay grade.
But who entered the code? Dakara did. On what date? Because on that date, you wasn't the manager no more.
Your ass about to get demoted again. You good at sweeping, nigga?
Fire me. Do
about
not
to lose your fry privileges. You don't get off the fryer and be on the goddamn ground. Sweep.
I don't even see how that's allowed to put somebody lower in your company. That's wild. Like, yeah, I know it you're
happens.
A manager.
Demotions happen, though. Demotions happens happen a lot. Often. Like, if you don't meet, like, in certain sales group, if you're a regional sales director and your territory is not hitting those numbers, they will demote you. They will put you back to just like a manager of a specific location. Like you'll be just a GM of that location, but you won't be a regional sales manager. It's regional. I mean, you got a territory. You got anywhere from 5 to 15 or 20 stores under you or 20 operations under you. So you can get demoted and you'll have to be back there checking in and clogging in.
I've been demoted before.
It happens.
And I liked it.
You just remembered?
Yeah, I just remembered. I used to work at a gym in Manhattan, Crunch Gym, and I became...
What, the Crunch?
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Crunch. I became the manager, and from the manager on duty to the manager. And I was like, put me back.
What do you mean?
I don't want to be the manager anymore. I want to be the manager. The manager on duty is just the person who's in charge on that shift.
So a shift manager.
Versus the manager of the entire gym.
Oh.
Put me back. I don't want to do none of this. I got to be in early.
But you
I got
asked
to come.
For it.
Put me back. Yeah.
Yes.
That's really just not taking a promotion, though.
No,
right?
I was there for 6 months and I was like, take me back. I want to go back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then when I would see the other manager, she was stressed out. She was like, because I have to do all these sales, I have to count this.
You're
and
like,
we're not going to close. I'm like, I'm going home. I'm just
Did anybody think you were lying when you said, like, yeah, I asked for the demotion?
They heard me ask. I was complaining. I was like, is it possible for me to just go back? Because this is a lie. I was not expecting this as the duties. And I went back and she used to complain. And every now and then I would help her out because I understood what the duties were. But I was like, I'm going home. You can't leave. until this is done? Uh-uh.
Damn.
I'm going to go into this code I'm not supposed to know and type myself out.
Typing with big nails is just funny. Because it just feels like, you know, like, whatever, nigga.
Shut up. Well, that was fun.
All right. Well, there it is.
That was like a little mini squad cast.
Yeah, I had a good time.
There it is.
We might be able to double up.
Double up
on our guests with that. Just use the last week's squad cast topics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works. I'm with it. Well, man, thank y'all for watching another episode of Damn Internet Too Scary. I got six shows that just popped in my head when I said watching another episode. It's a lot going on, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Shout out to the Scary Squad for subscribing to the Patreon. You guys are getting to see this in real time. Shout out to everybody else just watching this. We appreciate you watching it. Your views count, your support counts, your comments count. All of that matters, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Yeah, we got some stuff coming up actually at the end of this month. I don't know if we can tell them about it just yet, Pat. We want to make that announcement. We'll wait till the
Let's wait. Stuff
okay, cool. Anything you want to let the people know, Pat, before we give it to Takara?
No, Takara, take it.
Just follow me on social media, Takara Williams, Takara Comedy, and that's it.
Nah, fuck that. You got a show coming up in Miami.
Oh, yeah, I have a show coming up this weekend in Miami. It's me, Avant, Cisco Duran, and Naeem Lin, and Miami Improv this Saturday, two shows. Mm-hmm. So if you live in Miami or in the Miami area or surrounding areas, just pull up. I think one of the shows is already sold out.
Nice.
The social distancing, so you got to get the tickets now. They are selling fast. And yeah, Miami, turn up Sunday. We're going to do brunch somewhere.
And just because they are doing social distancing means that they're probably selling tickets in numbers of two or four. So you can't go by yourself. You got to find somebody to go with. Find you one or three other people you want to go with. Get your tickets now. Don't wait. Okay? Get it now because they are going to sell out. I promise you that. Follow Takara on all her social media platforms, man. We appreciate her pulling up for us one time for the one time. Thank y'all for watching another episode of Damn Internet You Scary, and we will see you next week, goddammit.
Bye, goodbye, guys.
Bye, bye.
Oh, yeah.